Hot Springs will be the site of a four-night tent revival starting Wednesday, August 11th through Saturday, August 14th. The revival will be across from the Hot Springs Fire Department under a big tent. I wanted to talk to Mike Adams from Gospel Hill Ministries about the revival and what participants can expect. And I'm joined online by Mr. Mike Adams. He is from Gospel Hill Ministries. How are you doing this morning, Mike?
Praise God. It's good to talk with you, Danny. Thanks for having me on.
The tent revival is coming up. It's going to be Wednesday, August 11th through Saturday, August 14th in Hot Springs, right across from the fire department. How did you find us in this small part of the world?
A lot of the cities that have been on this tour have been places where I've made deliveries to. I delivered bread and tortillas for the last 15 years to grocery stores, and I minister as I go in the marketplace. And really, all these different counties, from Waynesboro to Rockingham County to Augusta County to Page County, are all places I've been. Now, Bath County is unique but very special to me in that before we moved here to Stanton from the Washington, D.C. area, we went to a place called the Homestead. And when me and my wife visited there, we just fell in love with Bath County. And as we were traveling back through to Stanton, we were joking with each other about small town living. And lo and behold, the Lord called us to Stanton, Virginia. And that's how we got here. And the Homestead and Bath County has always been very special for us.
Appalachia has a rich history of tent revivals going all the way back to the 1800s. How did you get moved to the tent revival movement?
I came to faith later in life. I was 37. And I just couldn't understand, in places I'd been in church in Maryland, why aren't we supposed to be telling people about this? This is too good to not tell people the forgiveness of our sins through Jesus Christ. And that was really in my heart, just to tell people. I just have not been able to stop telling people about Jesus ever since the first day I believed. And as far as the tent ministry, there's nothing wrong with the building. But if the focus, over focus, becomes on the building, then we've got to make some changes. And I think God really, in his mercy, through COVID, has helped the church to recognize some things, that the building isn't the focus. God is the focus. And we've got to take the word of God outside of our doors. So when they said, hey, you're not going to be able to meet for Resurrection Sunday, it was at that point that a holy discontentment came upon a bunch of us, and we knew we had to do something. And this opportunity to borrow a tent from a brother down in Goochland came about, and that began the very first meeting. And it was even questionable whether the city was going to approve the permit. But we had walked around the city for about 6 months praying for the city. Nothing happens apart from prayer. And in the end, they approved our permit with 8 days to go. And we got that tent up and got 20 speakers, 10 nights on the river there in Waynesboro. It was a beautiful start. Coming to Bath County will culminate 50 meetings in 7 cities on this first leg of our tour. And we're humbled and honored to be working with the body of Christ in Bath County.
What can residents in Bath County who want to be part of the tent revival, what can they expect?
Residents who want to come to the tent revival, maybe they want to serve or volunteer, they can go to gospelhill.net and there's a form there. Maybe they feel called to share a testimony about what Jesus has done for them in their life. Maybe they want to be part of the hospitality tent. They can go to gospelhill.net and there's a simple form there to fill it out and say, we want to be a part. For people in Bath County who are curious, you're going to come out and hear preachers from Bath County. We have 8 different preachers from Bath County and 4 different worship teams. I think we have 1 coming from Stanton and the rest from Bath County. It's a very relaxed atmosphere. The meetings have been sweet. For some people, very emotional in a good way.
Well, Mike, I sincerely appreciate you taking time out of your morning and talking with me. I wish you all the best in this endeavor.
This is all to the glory of God. I'm so thankful for the people in Bath County. Many people from many counties and other states are praying for Bath County.
Thank you so very much, Mike.
God bless you, Danny. Thank you.
More information about the revival can be found on Gospel Hill Ministries' Facebook page. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Danny Cardwell.